Due to the impact of the COVID pandemic, 80% of the normal supply of blood donations is required as a result of the cancellation of many procedures and surgeries. Meanwhile, the Irish Blood Transfusion Service has seen a 13% drop in donations since the beginning of the year. Now, as the country gets back on its feet, it's expected hospitals will soon follow suit, and along with that, demand for blood is sure to rise, according to the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Our reporter Eamonn Reardon visited a blood clinic in Kerry to explore how the service has continued to provide during COVID-19 restrictions.
Well, I think it's a good thing to do. People need blood. You never know when your family or yourself will need blood yourselves. And I've done it almost 50 times.
A seasoned blood donor, Bobby Connell, once again visits the pop-up blood clinic in Castle Island.
It's a bit different this evening, obviously, with the social distancing. We haven't experienced that here in Castle Island before.
Until now, the significant drop in the number of people donating blood around the country has not caused concern. That's mainly because of the reduction in hospital procedures as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I'm Sharon Cronin and I'm the clinical nurse manager here with the Limerick team. So we service all of North Kerry and North Tipperary, all of Limerick and all of Clare. In the very early stages there, in the middle of March, the demand from the hospitals dropped off considerably. I suppose they were in the height of trying to navigate their way at the time. And for about 2 weeks, we were kind of unsure where we were going and we cancelled a couple of clinics. But since then, since the beginning of April, we have been functioning and operating as normal.
Now, with efforts in hospitals to ramp up procedures on non-COVID-19 patients, the IBTS is pulling out all the stops to get as many donations as they can before demand starts to rise. With that comes some changes as to how they operate.
We scaled back the donors that we were working with, and we were only using regular donors, so people who had donated in the last 2 years. We do a lot of pre-screening with them on the phone before they come. When they arrive at the clinic, then they meet the civil defence and they ask them a number of those questions.
Will you donate today?
Yes.
Lovely. Will you answer a few questions for me?
I will.
In the last 2 weeks, have you had any fever, cough, sore throat, changed taste, smell, fatigue, nasal discharge, frequent sneezing, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing?
No.
Is there anyone at home that's unwell?
No.
In the last 14 days...
And then they have to fill out the health and lifestyle questionnaire, so they're asked those questions for a third time. And that's the aim of all of that, is to make the clinic environment as safe as possible for everyone who's participating and to maintain the safety of the unit of blood at all times.
They're small changes, but make all the difference to the confidence of the staff. Working at the Castle Island Clinic on the day was Marguerite Maher.
Now that, you know, I've kind of gotten used to things a bit more, I'm not nervous anymore. I was, I think, a little bit at the beginning, when everything was a little bit more uncertain. The newest things for us is the PPE, the masks, wearing the goggles all the time rather than just when there's a risk of splatter, and obviously the social distancing element to it as well. And the donors have all been very understanding of, you know, us kind of maybe taking a bit of time to learn the new processes and things like that.
For those who might be nervous about making an appointment in the current climate, Sharon Cronin has this note of reassurance.
If anyone is anyway unwell in the 28 days after donating, they're asked to contact the IBTS or the Irish Blood Transfusion Service and let us know. There is no evidence to date to suggest that COVID-19 can be transferred in a blood transfusion. But if somebody was in here tonight and they were unwell tomorrow and they rang us, then we would, depending on what their symptoms are and where they're at, we would withdraw that unit of blood. We wouldn't use it. We wouldn't take any chances.
For Angela O'Connor, the news that the IBTS can carry on working through the pandemic provides huge relief. She was left fighting for her life almost 20 years ago after a routine operation resulted in a three-day ordeal and a year-long recovery for the Carsevine woman.
To me, it was like going to the dentist, you know, that kind of way. Like I went up to Dublin on my own, I was coming down the next day, you know, it wasn't meant to be a big deal, you know, that kind of way. I had stress incontinence. There was this new procedure called TDT, so it's local anaesthetic or whatever. And so they went in one side, which was fine. And when he went into the other side, he actually ruptured my iliac vein with the needle. So you know, I was bleeding out the whole time. In the process, I got 20 units of blood. I was still getting blood, actually, a day or two afterwards. Basically, the way I look at it, it's the gift of life. I mean, only for it, I'd be dead. And there's no fancier way of saying it. Or, you know, it's as simple as that, really, you know.
Angela O'Connor speaking to our reporter, Eamonn Reardon. It's 7:29.